Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook. Mrs. Gook sits near a window darning socks while her son, freshly arrived from school, flings himself acrobatically on the davenport. Listen.
You'll break that.
No.
Well, too. It's getting old. Can't stand such treatment.
I never land on it in a vital spot, Mom. My body hits it at an angle where the springs can absorb the shock.
Davenports don't grow on trees, remember. Cost lots and lots of money. What you been doing since school?
Shooting baskets over in Bluetooth Johnson's backyard. Need me for something?
Uh-uh.
Walked up the alley with Mr. Gifford just now. We got in conversation and doctored up a scheme that's so important, your shoes will sink right through the sidewalk.
What Mr. Gifford is that?
Mr. J.J. Gifford. You know, resides in the 700 block on University.
Oh, the contractor man.
Yeah.
What's the big scheme?
Mom, I personally am going to tear down a three-story brick building.
That's so?
All by myself and with nobody helping.
Where's the building?
Way out in West Mulberry, near College Street. You've been past there. Real old red brick warehouse sort of a looking place.
Oh, just before you make that turn when you want to get on the hard road to Peoria?
That's it.
You're going to tear it down, huh?
All by myself and with nobody helping.
Mr. Gifford tell you you could?
The arrangements are all settled. Here's the setup. Mr. Gifford's got the contract to tear down the building. His plans is to start work a week from Monday. Out in the alley just now, I obtained his permission to begin on the job this coming Saturday. A whole week in advance, see? If I haven't got the building demolished by a week from Monday, him and his man will finish it.
It's a job, huh? You get paid?
No, it's not a job. Of course I don't get paid. I'm doing it for the honor.
What honor?
Wouldn't you like to be able to say you tore down a three-story brick building single-handed?
No.
Is there anybody in our family that's ever tore down a three-story brick building single-handed?
Not that I know of.
Is there anybody in your circle of friends that's ever tore down a three-story brick building single-handed?
No.
Well, there you are. Well, as far as I know, I may be the only individual in history that can say they tore down a three-story brick building single-handed. It'll be something I can brag about all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Take 20 years from now. Maybe I'm married to some woman or other, and we're riding down West Mulberry Street of a Sunday afternoon with another married couple. I'll never forget along in here, I'll remark kind of casual. Why is that, the married couple will say. When I was age 14, I'll say, I tore down a three-story brick building, single-handed. Boy, will they stare. My wife will say, why, hubby, you never told me that.
Oh.
Sure. I ought to be able to tear down a three-story brick building in 7 days.
Sounds like hard work.
Oh, it'll be hard work, all right. What I plan to do is hit the hay good and early nights, get plenty of sleep.
How about school?
It'll be after school I head for West Mulberry Street.
No.
7th hour classes are over at 3 o'clock. I'll come right home and change my clothes. Of course, I'll have to pitch right in. Won't have any extra minutes to fool.
How does a person go about tearing down a three-story building? Give it a kick?
Oh, there's dozens of ways to begin. Some authorities enjoy starting at the roof and working down. Others recommend starting in the basement and working up. I haven't decided what I'll do yet. Have to sleep on it.
Hmm.
This is something you'll be able to brag about too, Mom.
Yeah?
Sure. Take some afternoon when you're at the Thimble Club. Some lady will say, hello there, Ms. Gook. You any relation to Rush Gook? And you'll say, why, yes. He happens to be my son. The lady will say, why, let me shake your hand. I read all about Rush Gook in the Chicago paper. He tore down a three-story brick building single-handed.
Answer that.
You'll be able to loaf around and brag your head off. Hello? Hello, Bluetooth. Oh, did I? Well, take it in the house, will you? Where'd I leave it? On the cistern? Uh-huh. You can give it to me in the morning. Yeah. Thanks, Bluetooth. Okay, fella. So long. I left my algebra book over in Bluetooth's backyard.
Going after it?
No. You give it...
Need it tonight to study?
Uh-uh.
Well, what'd you bring it home then for?
Miss Monroe was watching us file out. We generally load up with textbooks on general principles. Teachers get a favorable reaction when they see students going home with their arms full of books.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mom, in connection with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Don't mention about my plans for tearing down the three-story brick building.
All right.
Because it'd be just like him to horn in.
Uh-huh.
That goes for Smelly Clark and Rooster Davis and Nicer Scott and Leroy Snow and the whole bunch of them. Just keep Mom when they're around.
All right.
I want to tear down this building single-handed. Not much glory in just helping tear down a building.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it under your hat.
All right.
Boy, will I swag around school after I've accomplished this. The guys will say, "Hey, where were you all last week? You never showed up at Tapman's vacant lot." I'll say it kind of easy and casual. "Last week? What was I doing last?" "Oh, I tore down a 3-story brick building." "Oh, go on," they'll say. "That's no joke," I'll say. "I tore down a 3-story brick building, single-handed." That high school will be so full of jealous individuals, you can cut them with a knife.
Answer that.
Okay.
I suspect it's Ruthie.
Hello? Hello, fella. Oh, shot a few baskets over at Bluetooth. Uh-huh. Tonight? Well, nothing that I know of. Just a second. Mom, we going any place this evening?
Guess not.
Milton Welch wants to go down to the YM and watch the fat men play handball.
No studying to do, hmm?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Milton? Sure. Yeah. Okay, why don't you come by and holler? All right. Well, that's fine then. Okay, fella. See you after supper. So long. He's coming past and pick me up. Don't mention about me in the 3-story brick building.
All right.
Because he'd like some of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
I expect I'll be worn to a frazzle when this is over and done with. My hands will be blistered, and my back will be sore, and I'll probably have bruises all over my body. But it's worth it. Rush Gook, individual aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't that sound fancy? Rush Gook, the individual aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Gook. The individual, aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building.
Oh, those kids. Don't they ever do anything but telephone?
I get it.
It's getting to be a nuisance.
Well, yes. Yes, just one second.
Miss Denbottom?
I don't think so. Sounds more like Miss Husher.
Oh, Hello? Oh, yes, hello there. Oh, fine. Uh-huh. Really? Uh-huh. Well, say. Oh, you bet. Well, you bet your boots. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, I certainly will. Well, thanks 1,000 times. I'll do the same for you one of these days. All right, Miss Trogle. Yes? All right. Goodbye. Oh, Miss Trogle was expecting a whole bunch of people for supper and baked 4 apple pies. The people ain't coming, so she says if you'll come over, she'll give us 2 of them.
Oh, gosh. Walk clear over to West Monroe Street?
You know what Miss Trogle's pies are.
Yeah, but golly, 700 block on West Monroe.
Are you too delicate to walk that far?
No, but I've had such a tough day. Calisthenics in the gym this afternoon and shooting baskets in Bluetooth Johnson's backyard afterwards. I'm tired.
Listen to who's talking.
Huh?
You know who's talking, don't you?
Who?
Rush Gook, the individual aged 14 years that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.